said, we're glad to be back tonight. Appreciate the Lord and what he's done for us in our life. I know sometimes things in this life still kind of piles up, and we find ourselves sometimes concentrating more on what we ain't got and what we'd like to have and things like that, more so than what he's actually done for us. I've told it before that he's blessed me and I felt good about it. But then you go somewhere else, then you hear somebody else talk about how he's blessed them, and the devil starts using theirs against you, because he'll say, well, he'd see he didn't bless you like he did that one. But I always got to look back. He gave me what I need at the moment in time. And I guess I got a prime example. And like I said, I've probably said it all before, but I'll just be honest with you. I'm proud of what God's done for me. I'm not proud that I don't deserve none of it, but I'm proud that he still watches over me, helps me. And it just takes a little bit of time. Because I'll be honest with you, I know me better than anybody knows me, and I wouldn't fool with me sometimes. But I'm glad that he's got that compassion, that unconditional love that he's got for each and every one of us. Now, I ain't always saying that he's proud of me, but I'm saying that he loves me. And I guess that's part of what we're going to be, I guess, talking about tonight. We're going to read a verse. All this is very familiar stuff that we're going to read. Or I'll say this, it should be familiar by now in every one of our lives. And there's still a whole lot of unfamiliarness in the Bible for me, even still yet. But we're going to read a verse out of chapter 12 in Ecclesiastes. And we're going to read a verse out of the 7th chapter of Ezra. And y'all just pray for me for a few minutes. You know, there's a whole lot of things that you think about saying, but then you get up here, there's a lot of things just goes away, and it's probably a good thing too. But anyway, chapter 12, Ecclesiastes. We're going to read the last three verses of that chapter. It reads, "And further, by these, my son, be admonished of making many books. There is no end. And much study is weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, and every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Chapter 7 of Ezra, we're going to read the 10th verse of that chapter. It says, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." That's what we feel like reading. I'll tell you what my thoughts was about most of the day, or past couple days, is God don't give suggestions. God gives commandments. When you give somebody a suggestion, you're actually giving them a suggestion looking for the same outcome in any direction that you go. God don't do that. He gives us a commandment. And you say, well, we only got 10 of them. Well, I'm going to tell you, anytime He speaks to me, it covers all 10 of them. And when He speaks to me, Jeff, directly in what I should not do, He is giving me a commandment. He ain't giving me a suggestion. He has never one time said, I think it'll be good if you do this. He has just come out right, Brother Stephen said, stand up, testify, stand up, go sing a song. He didn't give me no optional way out. God is looking for a certain outcome in each and every one of our lives. And it ain't going to come through suggestions. It's going to come through just like what we read right here in Ecclesiastes. The whole duty of man, it says when it comes right down to it, the whole conclusion of the matter, no ifs, ands, buts about it, no other directions to go, no suggestions. It says, keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. There's a whole lot of people in here that took it as suggestions, and they face consequences for it. I have took it as a suggestion a few times in my own life and have suffered consequences for it. When God gives us a commandment, the first thing we want to do in our minds, I'll say me, because that's the only person I can really speak about, is I would like to know where this is going. I'd like to know what kind of outcome is going to be, and is it going to be worth doing? It ain't none of my business. The only thing that my business is saying, yes, Lord, I'll get up and sing that song. Yes, Lord, I'll stand up and give my testimony. Or yes, I'll give somebody, whatever the situation is, and He tells you to do, He ain't asking us. He ain't giving us a suggestion. He didn't say, oh, by the way, if you don't do it, I'll let Jeff go do it. Now, don't get me wrong, it'll still get done. But He's given us prime opportunity to be involved in the commandment that He gives us, and a prime opportunity to get a blessing out of what He tells us to do. He told the children of Israel through Moses one day, He said, I present before you a blessing and a cursing, death and life. And at the end of that, He didn't stop there. What He said was this, it's okay either way. He just come out and said, choose ye life. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. He didn't say, because of who you are, that you're okay. There was no suggestion in that. Paul was speaking to King Agrippa. And God, I'm going to tell you, spoke to King Agrippa. It don't say it just like that, but I'm going to tell you, his countenance fell. Something changed. And God spoke to him right here to his own soul. But then the suggestion man up here came. And that's when He told him, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. And that's when Paul said, as I, with you and everybody else, I wouldn't, it would be an almost, but fully persuaded. In other words, follow the commandment. I think it was Felix that said, told him, he said, just come again on another convenient day. There wasn't no suggestion. He had what he needed right there at that moment in time. And we know good and well that when God speaks, or the Spirit comes, presents itself, that's the only time that any good that can come out of what God tells you to do. Because if he tells you to sing a song this service and you don't do it, then all of a sudden you just feel guilty about it. And you say, well, I'll do it the next service. The outcome ain't going to be the same. Let me rephrase that. You might pray hard enough, and you might ask him for forgiveness, and he might give it to you, and it might get something out of it. But you're running a good chance that you ain't going to get what you would have got. I have sat right there, and God tell me something or other, show me something or other, get up and say it, and I say, no, Brother Cody. And then all of a sudden, a little bit, somebody gets up. It may not be word for word, but it'll be right there at it. And everybody's getting something other out of it, but Bruce ain't getting nothing because he done already took it as a suggestion. But God does not work with suggestions. He works in commandments. I know we got 10 that we physically see, but he still gives me commandments. And when the commandment comes, fear still comes behind it. The night I got saved, I didn't really know what the Spirit was. I've seen it in action. I didn't have no understanding, no comprehension, even though I'd been raised up in church my whole life. I seen it. Evidently, it was fun or good because I seen some things. But then when it spoke to me, fear came. Just like it says in Amazing Grace, when it says, fear, it was the Spirit that taught my heart to fear. Because what it taught fear in me was, is I realized I didn't have it. And what was going to happen to me if I didn't get it. But this verse goes on to say, but it relieved my fear. And whenever I came up and I accepted it, because it was commanding me at the time to come and be saved, I died. The commandment came. I went up. I accepted him. Life came and fear left. Now, there's still a natural fear. There's natural fear to me getting up here now. Because I'm thinking, what am I going to say? Am I going to say it right? Am I going to say this? Is it going to help anybody? Is it going to do this? But that ain't none of my business. The commandment said to me, just get up and go. He told Jeremiah, he said, they ain't even going to hear you, but go anyway. That was his commandment. He told Adam and Eve in the garden, eat of all these trees except for this one. You see, because they didn't follow the commandment and they looked at it as a suggestion, the outcome was different. But if we'll look at commandments and we'll really take it to heart the way that we're supposed to. Now, we got this excuse that we use every once in a while. We're only human. God don't buy it. He knows our limits. He knows what we can and we can't do. Because if I couldn't do it, he wouldn't ask me to do it nohow. But he wants me to do it through the faith, that measure of faith that he gave me years ago. The disciples told him one day, told Jesus, says, increase our faith. I'm going to tell you this, Jesus can't increase your faith. Your faith is increased when we follow the commandments at will and do what he asks us to. Our faith grows through the troubles and the trials that we face and that we still hang on to him. That's where the faith grows. I cannot grow your faith. You can't grow mine. We can help each other, but nobody can increase the faith. The only way it does is by obeying the commandment to you and to me. This ain't no suggestive way. Whenever Jesus says, I am the life, I am the way, I am the light, they didn't leave no ifs, ands, buts about it. There ain't no other way given under heaven and up on earth except through the name of Jesus of being saved. That's the commandment. And before anybody leaves this world, they will have to have a commandment given to them, and they will have to obey that commandment of being born again, or they'll die and go to hell. Yes, I realize we got little babies. They're under the safety zone. I was under that safety zone till the Spirit came to me, and then I was out of it. But the commandment came and I died. I received Him and I become alive again because I obeyed the commandment. And I do not got to tell you that the different outcome comes when you obey the commandment. I believe somewhere down the line, every one of us has obeyed a commandment that God's gave to us. I believe somewhere down the line, every one of us has denied obeying the commandment that God has given us. Now, when you look at the outcomes of each, I guarantee you, the greater outcome came when we obeyed the commandment that was given to us. So this ain't no suggestiveness of a way. And God still gives commandments as a whole and as individuals. When He speaks in a command because He knows what outcome He needs. And if He didn't think you could help it, He wouldn't ask you to do it. But He will ask you to do something because He didn't save us just to sit right there. He didn't save us to do what we wanted to do. Unless your want to's is in His will and doing what He wants you to. It ain't no suggestion. It's serious enough to be a commandment to each and every one of us. That's what we got. Appreciate being here tonight.